Rock and roll football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Hello and welcome to the Rock and Roll Football Absolute Radio Matt Ford and Matt Dyson podcast. I'm Matt Ford.
And I'm Matt Dyson. Hi.
Hi, Dyson.
Hi.
So last week, well, I'm good, but last week you were stranded, partially flooded. Your house was an electrical danger zone.
It was, yeah, cordoned off. Yeah, I had no access to Wi-Fi or a charged laptop, so I was silenced, in effect.
Silenced by the powers that be, but the MSM.
The MSM don't want me to speak the truth, man.
What?
But now, here's my platform.
What happened to your fridge, by the way? Because you were talking about hoying the fridge upstairs.
Yeah, we kept it downstairs in the end, and we got an extension lead from an upstairs plug, and then it was like hanging down the stairs.
Clever.
To power the fridge, yeah.
And did you plug any other appliances into that extension lead?
Obviously the TV. So all we had working downstairs was the TV and the fridge. So that's what we've been surviving on this past week. Just the TV and the fridge. The oven was working because apparently the oven is on a different ring or something. It's like on a different circuit or something. I'm no electrical expert.
It's gas oven, is it?
The oven switch. No, it's an electric oven with gas. But for some reason, that plug was not affected by the flood.
Okay.
But basically surviving on TV and refrigerator.
It was like Noah's Ark.
Yes,
and
it really was.
The things that came to be two were the pizzas that you had for your lunch today.
Yes.
The pizzas marched in two by two, and you were about to hear. I'll tell you what, if you've not heard the show go out live, guess what pizza Matt Dyson had.
No way. No, not a chance in hell. I don't think you're guessing what topping I had.
I don't think there's a chance in hell, heaven, limbo, or elsewhere.
Or high water.
Yeah. Tweet us at R&R Football, at Matt Ford, at Real Dysonator. Tweet us what you think the pizza was, and if you get it right, we will take you at your word. Just say, tweet us all and say, I think the pizza Matt Dyson's having is, and then write it down, and we will believe you. If you get it right, then there will be some sort of treat for you.
We'll send you a prize.
Sort
of Paul Weller wig or something, yeah.
Again, that will all make sense in a few moments.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Yes.
There he is. There he is.
I am here now. Sorry to let you down so early on in the show.
What were you doing?
I lost track of time and I was just cutting up a pizza from the oven.
The most Dyson reason for being late.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? I know. I mean, you know, I was here earlier and then I just lost track of time.
Sorry, sir. I was cutting up a pizza, innit? Have it for breakfast.
I haven't tried it yet because I don't want to ruin the start of the show further, but it's a katsu curry pizza.
Oh, no.
I've never heard of such a thing, but it sounds great and it smells good.
So what is it? Bits of chicken in breadcrumbs with curry sauce on a pizza?
Yeah, it appears to be, yeah. So it's like got the chicken and the curry sauce on some sort of posh, one of those posh pizza bases. So
where's this from then? You haven't bought this from...
It's Mozza's. Yeah, no, it's from Mozza's. We just got it delivered from Mozza's.
Really?
Yeah. On some Italian rye sourdough base, it says it is, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, we look forward to you eating that in the next interval and then telling us what it's like.
Yeah, I will. I'll give you an update. I'll give you an immediate review of this product.
Please do. Well, that's very exciting. Of course, the international break is over, and we were over it after the first game, really, as England fans. Congratulations to Scotland for getting promoted into the top tier of the Nations League. But here to preview a red-hot afternoon of red-hot Premier League action, it's Matt Dyson.
Yes, on the day, energy prices go up in the already financially stretched British Isles. Let's try and harness the power of football to heat things up. A bit.
Yes.
Red-hot Premier League action is back, as you say, 40, finally after another interminable international break that dragged like a silence during a Liz Truss speech. 5 3 o'clock kickoffs from 3 this afternoon, including Liverpool against Brighton. The Seagulls are above the Kloppites in the table and have a good record at Anfield in recent years, but it's their first game under new manager Roberto Di Zerbi, the Italian who replaced Potter after he did a vanishing spell and ended up in the Chelsea Chamber of Secrets. Apparently, Di Zerbi's management style is all about the 3 P's, possession, patience and penetration from wide areas, which sounds painful. Graham Potter meanwhile, is taking charge of his first league game for Chelsea after his high-profile poaching. He's never won a game at Crystal Palace in his career so far, though, so the half-blood prince and his new Dumbledore, Todd Boehly, will be hoping the squad have learned all they can about fantastic goals and where to score them. That's as long as the American billionaire has to stop banging on about all-star games of Quidditch. Elsewhere at the John Craven Cottage, there was bad news round the corner for Fulham fans. Their top striker, Alexander Mitrovic, who scored 49 goals in 50 games. Crucially, couldn't find the net at the City Ground, though, could he?
Yeah.
He was a doubt because of an ankle injury. He got in the Deflations League while playing for Serbia, but I just heard he does start against the Megabucks Magpies Newcastle.
Freshly
picking up the Castrol Save of the Month Award. Jordan Pickford's fairly well-oiled Everton side. Ooh. They're at Southampton. And after Ivan Toney picked up the Budweiser Goal of the Month for his long-range chip against Leeds, his Brentford team will be finding out what's up with Bournemouth as the Vitalite Stadium. Sorry. We'll have all the goals as they go in, covering off the best of the EFL and the SPL with a soundtrack of AOR and hopefully some LOLs, IRL, but IDK, TBH, AT. It is R&R FBL AIL. Those not familiar with that last acronym, it stands for And It's Live.
Yes! Dyson! Fueled, powered by a katsu curry pizza, or indeed the promise of one. Wow!
Exactly. All right, I'm ready to chomp. Here we go.
Rangers now winning 3-0 away at Hearts, making things very interesting in Scotland. Hearts with a man sent off. Spurs with a man sent off. They're still losing 3-1 at home to Arsenal. But the big news of the day, of course, is Dyson's chicken katsu curry pizza that he's biked over from Morrison's. Dyson, well, you were just about to take a bite. Please tell the country what it's like.
I saw that there was flecks of red chilli on top, and I was not expecting the heat that I was greeted with. I mean, it's genuinely hot, really quite spicy. The chicken isn't breadcrumb coated, which, you know, I suppose that's fair enough. You don't want bread on bread, do you, really?
Bread on bread action.
Yeah, you don't want that, really. And it's got some sort of little herby, chopped up herbs on there, and like I said, just surprisingly hot is my takeaway.
So the first thing is surprisingly hot, but is it a good pizza? Would you recommend it?
It's very good. The base is very nice. Yeah, really nice stone-baked rye, I think Italian rye sourdough, apparently.
So can I be honest with you, Dyson? Yeah. I think a lot of people will be listening to this thinking, what a pretentious fool. What's wrong with pepperoni pizza from a high street, supermarket or whatever?
You've got to mix it up. You've got to try these things.
Have you?
You see this. It's like it's like fusion cooking, isn't it, really?
Who do you think would be more offended, the Italians or the Japanese?
Oh, definitely the Italians. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they probably turned off when they heard me say it, you know.
If Stanley Tucci was listening to this, the Hollywood actor and foodie, he'd be spinning in his Italian kitchen.
Spinning in his Italian kitchen. Sorry, Tucci. Yeah,
I mean, you can be honest if it's not nice, you know. You can just say,
it is genuinely nice.
But, could you eat a whole pizza of it?
No. I wouldn't eat. I've got a little bit of ham and pineapple on the side.
Another pizza?
Yeah, well, it's not just for me. It was for my whole family. I fed, because I was feeding them downstairs, cutting it up, handing it out, and that's when the show started.
Hang on, are you having a party at your house?
No.
Well, you're living like you're trapped in a seventh birthday party. What else have you got? Like little cheese and pineapple on a stick?
Cheese and pineapple on sticks, yeah, and those little foil domes. Yeah, we always eat them.
Cocktail sausages, vol-au-vents. You're like The Shining. No. You're sort of trapped in a 1980s children party. What's going on,
beige, man? Beige breadcrumbed food. It's just because after all the electrical issues and stuff, our kitchen is not properly in action at the moment.
So. Yeah. So your only option was to get a chicken katsu pizza, of course.
Exactly.
I think that's official government advice.
It's the only way out, yeah.
James in Devon's been in touch. I think we all know what that means. He said, I had a £12 burger at the England game on Monday. We have to say, I'm a big fan of Wembley Stadium. The burger's there. They're
really?
Not good. They're not good. Nah, not good value for money. So it was awful. The cheese was hanging out and I didn't even get it in a box. What, they just slapped it down in your hand? Go on, eat that. There you go. There's your dinner.
Awful.
£12 for a bad burger. That's
just
not good enough,
burger,
is it?
Not even a meal. That is three times the going rate for a burger, pretty much, isn't it?
Inflation, mate.
Yeah, well,
inflation.
Yeah.
Talk about it. Can you beat Matt Dyson's pizza? Have you seen what someone there, John Hopkins? I used to work with a textile designer whose lunch every day, and he's put that in capitals, was pie and egg. Not the ham pie with the egg in it, meat pie and a hard-boiled egg. And he's put, let that sink in.
Oh, what an awful-sounding lunch.
You know, my immediate thought is about the state of the office about 90 minutes to 2 hours afterwards.
The aftermath.
The aftermath.
Yeah. You've got a very good metabolism, haven't you, at that timing,
Do you what, does it take longer for you, does it? You're backed up with all that crust, that's why. It's got a, you're just full of, like, dough at any one point, like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Well, I suppose if you just eat meat pie and egg, you probably...
Can you imagine his poor wife... I mean, that's if he was mad. I think if you're walking around eating meat pie and egg all day, that's the most certain I've ever been that someone I've never met is single. I just can't meet any women, you know. What is it you do? I eat meat pies and eggs all day.
Oh. Imagine the stench coming from his backpack with his packed lunch in. Oh, awful, awful. Very selfish meal.
It is a very selfish meal. Oh, that's good. The smelliest food. You know, sometimes, obviously, like, the tube is the obvious answer because not only is it an enclosed space, you're then stuck underground. Yeah. But if you're on a bus, public transport where people start eating smelly food.
Yeah, exactly. Like, boiled eggs is one of those. There are people that just eat a boiled egg on its own.
What, on the bus?
Strange. Yeah, yeah. They sell it. You can get them, like, in prep, can't you? Just buy a boiled egg and just eat it, because it's, like, really supposed to be healthy and just, like, protein, isn't it? Just eat an egg. If I want a snack, I just eat an egg.
Right. Have you ever had an experience with smelly food on public transport? I mean, what do you say to... Because once they're eating it, that's it. The smell's out there, isn't it? You can't say, get that smell back in the box. I mean, I guess you could say, that smells, mate.
Yeah. Have a word. Or aggressively get some air freshener and spray it in the direction of them afterwards.
Well, that's a good idea, but why would you be carrying air freshener on public transport?
That's a good point. I thought I was still in the office, but yeah, I'm on public transport. Okay, forget that. You know, maybe just if you've got some deodorant on you, spray that.
I once bought a breakfast bagel in Victoria Station in London and waited until I was on the tube before I opened the packet. Oh,
well, why would you do that?
Exactly.
Why would you do that anyway? Come on.
I mean, I don't know how. Once you've bought it, how is it not immediately going in your face? The discipline to walk down to a platform and wait.
I know. It's the dirtiest place to eat on the tube as well, isn't it? All the germs on those seat covers. Oh, horrible.
And just like the smell of oil and brake fluid and all the stuff that's just in there. Anyway, this anonymous texter says, the contents of the bagel immediately fell on the floor. I was mortified as the bacon and fried eggs were very smelly.
Oh, that's horrible.
As if travelling at rush hour wasn't bad enough without the stench of a breakfast bagel.
Oh, truly grim. Will Fellows on Twitter as well, by the way, says he's sat in a huge queue on the M1 at the moment. That's what we're here for, Will. And he said, you've got me thinking about someone I used to work with who'd have curried egg every day for his lunch.
Psychopath.
It's curried egg.
That's unhinged.
I mean, it's all right to have that, like, say, once a month, perhaps, as a little novelty item, but it's the people that have it every day that I worry about.
I think if you're eating stuff like curried egg every day, that's like the first light on the dashboard. I think you can ring, like, whatever the equivalent of 111 is for the police.
Just report them. Just get them to check in. Make
just
sure
say,
he's all right.
Yeah, because they go, oh, we've seen this on Netflix documentaries, and that is the first sign that something is not right. We have had a message here. It says, the story about the breakfast bagel was mine. I am Colin English from Surrey.
Whoa,
you
so
are Colin English from Surrey, and you did spill a breakfast bagel across the Victoria line. Good for you. Some incredible stories here, Dyson.
One that just says, on a few-hour family car ride once, I got hungry. I opened up my packed lunch, which happened to have fridge raiders inside. Needless to say, it smelled like a fart bomb. I mean, fridge raiders. Are you familiar with the sort of processed chicken package snack? It's not particularly nice.
Come on, mate. Read the room. Of course I am.
Is it?
Look at me,
enough,
mate.
Yeah,
look
at me,
of course.
Come on, mate. You've raided some fridges in your time.
I am a fridge raider. I am Colin English. I'm sorry.
But yeah, I mean, they do smell funny. It's they're almost enough to make you go vegetarian, the smell of a fridge.
Yes.
Raider.
They smell stronger than they taste. You think, oh, they're really quite. And then you taste it, they're quite bland. But I remember the original advert, Madison's Fridge Raiders. Do you remember, with Danny Dyer?
Yeah.
And it was like Madison's, a sort of werewolf geezer going into the fridge. Madison's fridge wires.
Yes, it's a great name. It's a good name, nice concept for the ad, but the taste of the things is horrible.
Why is it that sort of Cockney football hooligan can't pronounce their R's properly? It's all there,
I don't know, but I love it. Yeah,
what's the matter with you?
Like Bricktop and all that. Yeah.
Are you familiar
it's
with
a
the, are you familiar with the principle of nemesis? Personified, yes, in this case, by me.
Yeah, it's funny that a voice like that would be hard, and yet it seems to work for them.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound menacing normally. Like when Jonathan Ross does it, it doesn't sound menacing.
Have you heard of Colin English from Surrey? He hates Madison's Fridge Raiders. Brace yourself for this. Danny from the Wirral says, when I was a kid, my mum thought it would be a good idea to open a tin of mackerel in tomato sauce on an aeroplane. On an modes of transport.
Oh, insane.
Can you imagine anything worse in an airtight vessel surrounded by the general public? I heard someone say, can you smell fish? Absolutely mortified.
That is out of
mackerel.
I mean, I can see it seems like a good, because it comes ready wrapped and it's a good packed lunch idea, but it absolutely reeks. And how'd you get it through security at an airport?
Mackerel on a plane, of course, the disappointing sequel to the Samuel L. Jackson film Snakes on a Plane. Oh, imagine the stench of fish on a plane.
For the
you
whole
can't
flight.
Do it.
So selfish.
That must have been in the olden times. That must have been 70s or 80s, you think?
You can only presume. People don't wander around with tins of mackerel
and
tomato
sauce
in this day and age.
Can you still buy tins?
I think you can still buy it, yeah. It's sort of like near the meat paste section of a supermarket. All the old 80s foods that stink and are disgusting, yeah.
Yeah, text on 81215. Have you got mackerel in the house? I mean, not only tinned. Because I guess you can still buy fresh mackerel. I'm allergic to fish, you see, so this is not in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, no, I'm not a massive fan, I have to. And if I would, it would be fresh rather than tinned.
Oh, yeah, says Mr. Katsu Curry Pizza. All of a sudden, I only have the fresh stuff. I only the freshest stuff, you know, unless I'm having a Katsu Curry Pizza.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Big early goal at Anfield, Dyson.
Yes, coupon buster incoming. Brighton are 1-0 up at Anfield after just 4 minutes. Leandro Trossard with the goal.
Youch! Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio here. And in our glory hunters, we've been supporting Solihull Moors all season until last week when Woking beat them. So now we travel to Woking.
Yes. Fare thee well, the folk of the Soily Hill in the West Midlands. We are bound for Woking, a town and a borough rolled into one.
Ooh.
In the northwest of Surrey. That's right, yeah. Known in the olden days as Wochinges. Wochinges, a name probably derived from that of a Saxon landowner. Not Land Rover.
Saxon Land Rover.
Saxon Land Owner.
Someone said you.
A Saxon Land Rover. His most famous son is, of course, the Modfather himself, Paul Weller. Sir Paul of Weller, the former Jam and Style Council frontman, with a haircut that led to 1,000 imitators. The mod-inspired trim known as the Well End, and the team here at Rock and Roll Football shall be wearing our hair in this style for as long as we bat the Cardinals, the nickname of Woking Football Club, a.k.a. the Cards. You agree to that, yeah, Fordy?
Yeah, sure, we'll all
Paul
get a
Weller style
mod
cut. As long as they win today, we'll go to the barber and get it done, yeah?
Yeah. What?
Well, I think, you know, it's what the mod father would want. You know, if we're backing Woking, we have to go all out on Weller.
Yeah, but we didn't cover ourselves in soil for Solihull, did we? Or anything else?
I think it would be nice, the way of really showing that we are committed to this.
You must be able to buy a wig version of it. Or we just wear a paisley shirt with the top button done up or something.
Yes. Okay, great. Well, okay, I'll settle for that, a wig version.
Okay.
Fine.
Yeah. Because your hair, how would you get a mod cut? You've got like Brillo hair.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? Yeah. What I mean is very nice, thick, curly hair.
Yeah, I could straighten it. I reckon if I use some straighteners, I'd be all right to just straighten it down and then get those long sideboards hanging down at the front.
Glory Hunters on Rock and Roll football.
The moment we mention them, Dyson.
Amazing scenes for the Cardinals against Halifax Town. Woking are 1-0 up. James Daly with the goal. Early doors for the Cards. The power of just suggesting that we'd get a Weller-inspired haircut has done the business.
It has indeed. And a goal in the Premier League.
Yes. No sooner did Fulham go a man down than they went a goal down. Callum Wilson is back from injury and he scored after 11 minutes at Craven Cottage. I think it went to VAR, but it seems to stand, so Newcastle 1-0 up.
Absolutely thrilling. Of course, Forest play on Monday night. It's a weekend of derbies, isn't it? It's the City, the Manchester derby tomorrow. Yes. It was the London, North London derby earlier today. And obviously Leeds Villa tomorrow as well. Not a derby, but Monday night, Leicester, Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, big game down the bottom, isn't it? It's already a six-pointer. They're calling it El Sacchio, aren't they? Potentially, whoever loses, the manager could be sacked. That's state of affairs, really, sadly.
So we're talking about mackerel. Who still eats it? Do you still buy tinned mackerel? Steve the Beekeeper feels like there's a big story there. Says, I have multiple tins of mackerel in the cupboard. Healthy lunchtime snack on toast. Also tinned sardines in tomato sauce. The King Oscar brand. It's a delicious snack when you're out and about. Just don't forget a little fork to eat them with, else you need to use your fingers. It smells sort of along the same line. On a private jet from Southampton to Guernsey. I mean, how much money is there in beekeeping? Who knew that this was new billionaire lifestyle?
It's all the honey money, isn't it? Coming rolling in.
Genius, it's the honey money. Liquid gold. I think that might be something else. He says, Southampton to Guernsey. He says, on a private jet from Southampton to Guernsey, a fellow staff member decided they need the loo. On a pull-out porta potty with a curtain surrounding it, it wasn't meant for number twos. Oh, no.
Oh, this is a story of someone being smelly on public transport as well, isn't it? Wow.
Yeah, but apparently the private jet was so small you could only... It's like basically on a minibus where they say no solids in the chemical toilet. Yeah. But imagine doing that at altitude.
Grim.
Imagine having to go to the top where they pull a curtain around and you still go for it. My word.
Meanwhile, Steve the beekeeper's chomping on a tin of mackerel on the other side of the curtain. What a scene.
I mean, I guess if he had his beekeeper outfit, he could just pull that curtain down over his face.
Yeah.
Block out the stench. We're joined by a very special guest now, Mitzi, who's texted in an incredible story about a train ride to Birmingham with some smelly food. Mitzi, what happened?
The train was delayed and everybody was jumping on and rushing. A lady sat next to me with a burger, which was really smelly, and I was already feeling sick about that. And then the chap opposite, who had been staring at his phone, suddenly started licking the screen, but with big tongue out, sloppy slurps up and down the screen. And I have to say, it was worse than the smelly burger.
So what? Had he been eating stuff over the screen and then he was licking up the...
No, I don't know what it was. Whether there was something on the screen that had made him want to lick it, I have no idea.
Is that how he cleans it? I mean...
But had maybe the woman eating the burger, like, had some of the burger fallen onto the screen and then he's licked it up?
He was across the table. He was across the table.
He was the other side.
And did you say anything to either of them?
Not, no. I was in the corner by the window. No, I wasn't going to say anything. They were obviously both a bit strange.
Oh, Mitzi. We're sorry for the pain you had to endure. But thank you so much for being our reporter on the ground.
Football.
Goals everywhere, Dyson.
Yes, in your face, Halifax Howard. Woking are 2-0 up now. Unbelievable. What a start for the Glory Hunters. Rain backing the mighty Cardinals. It's a second goal this time from the penalty spot from Kian Spence. Woking 2-0. But it has to be said, Halifax are bottom of the National League. They play at the Shea Stadium, which is spelled differently to the one in America. And they are getting another pummeling this afternoon. And in the Premier League, 40. Big news. A second goal for Brighton. 2-0 up. Leandro Trossard has got his second of the afternoon. What a start for Roberto Di Zerbi, the new Brighton manager. They're 2-0 up at Liverpool with half-time fast approaching.
I have to say, and this is, I realise this is nepotism, but my mother has been in touch, Dyson.
Oh, yes.
She says, first, you need to stop hanging around with Matt Dyson. He's leading you astray, these naughty older boys. She says, tinned mackerel and tomato sauce is absolutely fabulous and very cheap. It's only 67p. I eat it at least twice a week. It's very healthy.
Oh, yeah. It's not really been affected by inflation, by the sounds of it as well. So, you know, because I suppose not many people eat it. It just feels, yeah, it feels... Someone called Robin Nottingham got in touch saying they've got mackerel next to tins of corned beef and tinned salmon.
Oh, now, corned beef is nice.
Oh, it all feels a bit 80s to me. I think like the world of cuisine has moved on from tinned meats and fish.
What about potted meat from the butchers? Potted beef.
Okay, in a small glass jar, I might let you off, yeah.
That's lovely, isn't it? A bit of potted beef on some white bread.
Oh, yes, it is nice, yeah. Better than pâté.
I totally agree. If you're still eating potted beef, can you still get it from the local... You know what? I haven't been to a butcher for years. Just go to the supermarket. That's bad,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's sad, isn't it? You should support your local butcher and go and buy some potted beef this weekend.
Right, go out, buy some potted beef and then text us on 8-12-15 and tell us what it's like. Particularly if it's got that sort of thick layer of yellow... What is it? Just
on
fat?
On the top. Yeah, congealed fat. Yeah, ooh, lovely.
Ladies and gentlemen, very excited. It's time now. Please give it up for the Halftime Entertainment.
What a special Halftime Entertainment guest we have for you today. The first magician in the history of rock and roll football. It's the one and only Pete Furman. Pete, welcome to the show.
Hello, Matt. How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad, mate. How are you?
Good. I'm in traffic at the minute. I'm heading to a gig, but I'm pleased to be talking to you.
Can't you just wave your magic wand and make the traffic jam disappear?
I did that once, got arrested.
And it wasn't a magic wand. So, Pete, you're on your way to Chipping Norton, your tour. 5 dates left of your tour. Chipping Norton tonight, Winchester, the Ark on the 13th, New Milton, the Forest Arts Centre on the 14th, Trafford, Waterside Arts on the 20th, and Isle of Wight, the Key Arts Centre on the 22nd of October. Pete, I say this to you all the time, so I should say it on air. You're one of the best comedians I've ever seen, one of the most talented magicians in the country. How's the tour been going?
The tour is going really well, mate. I'm very much enjoying it. I don't want to dwell on the whole COVID thing. It's been a bit of a downer for the last couple of years.
Keep it light.
To be out and about, exactly. To be out and about and doing it again is a thrill and a privilege.
Now, obviously, doing magic on the radio is very difficult, but I know that you do a lot of mind-reading stuff. Is there any sort of mind-reading you could do on me now?
Well, we could give it a go, but I think it's important to tell the listeners that we haven't arranged anything ahead of time.
No.
You don't know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what we'll do. I want you to think about something that's sort of off the beaten track, something that it would be very difficult for me to know about. So I want you to, I'll tell you what, just concentrate on your favourite football team.
Okay.
Right? Just concentrate on that.
Yeah.
And just focus on, I'm getting the colour colour red, me.
Oh, amazing. Yes, keep going.
Wait a minute. I almost went with Middlesbrough, but I think that would be wrong. I think, is it Nottingham Forest? Is that your
favorite? Incredible. The man's a genius.
Now, wait a minute. You may have dropped that in conversation, some sort of event, and I might have overheard it. You know what I mean? My God. Mm-hmm. So I want you to think about your favourite Forest manager.
Okay.
Think of your favourite Forest manager, past, present, future.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a ruddy face. I'm hearing a northeastern accent.
Yes.
It's coffee, isn't it?
Yes! This is incredible! This is incredible! More! Keep going!
Think about your favourite food.
Okay.
Right? Think about your favourite food.
Yeah.
I'm actually taking a pun here. chicken wings.
I mean, it's one of them. Yeah, it's one of them. It's one of them. Pasties or curry might have been top.
Oh, mate. Sorry.
You're a genius. You're obviously from Cluffy's neck of the woods.
Yes, I am. Yes, a Borough boy. Absolutely.
And like, do your family idolise Clough?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know what? I must admit, I don't want to sort of cut my chances of ever being asked back again on the programme, but not a massive football fan.
Oh, you loser! Yeah. What's the matter with you, magic boy? Sat home playing with your cards?
Well, yeah. You know, it's what keeps the wolf from the door, mate.
Oh, wow.
I'm doing these shows. But, yeah, no, of course. I mean, he transcends football, doesn't he?
He's yes.
a massive character. So, yeah.
Well, no, he pulled it back. He pulled it back.
He did.
Oh, Furman, you're absolutely sensational, mate. Thank you so much for coming on. And go and see Pete. There's only 5 shows left. Chipping Norton tonight, and then Winchester on the 13th, New Milton on the 14th, Trafford on the 20th, Isle of Wight on the 22nd of October. And, Pete, the next time I see you, I'll buy you a tray of chicken wings.
Oh, appreciate that, mate. Look forward to it.
And a thrilling announcement, an exclusive on Absolute Radio earlier.
So I'm going to ask you, Ian, are you going to do another version of Three Lines for the World Cup?
We should have a chat about that, maybe.
Yeah, we left this a bit late. We're filming the video on Thursday.
Wait!
I've also got to sign 5,000 copies of the vinyl on Friday.
Me too.
Shall I do the first line? I won't say where it goes, but it begins like this. Loving that lioness's win. And then it goes on from there to discuss... To remember the failure as well as this great moment.
That was Frank Skinner and Ian Brodie of the Lightning Seeds earlier today on Frank's show, revealing that there's now an updated version of Three Lines for this year's World Cup. As of this year, it is now, if we're talking purely about the men's, of course, 56 years of hurt.
Wow, that's a lot of hurt.
Since 66. It's almost 30 years since 30 years of hurt.
Oh, no, that's depressing. It makes me feel old. But amazing news, isn't it? One exclusive announcement for Absolute Radio. It's coming back, a new version.
Exciting. Frank Skinner exclusively revealing to Frank Skinner that Frank Skinner will be announcing...
He gave himself the exclusive. I can't believe it.
Sort of into, will I be releasing a song later? Oh, my word. You know, when we talk about something that happens, West Brom have just scored against Swansea.
Oh, yes. Jake Livermore. Amazing. Everything's coming up for Skinner.
I mean, it doesn't sound that pleasant when you put it like that.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
You may have seen, you know, Ronaldo has that. What is that celebration called? The Siu?
Yeah, the Siu. Is it Siu. Yes in Portuguese? Is that what they all shout when he does it? They all go, Siu.
And he jumps up and rotates Siu. In the air and then, brings his arms very abruptly down by his side. With his.
Silly, isn't it, really? Yeah.
It is. Well, a five-a-side player tried to do it this week and ended up in hospital after landing badly on his left leg. I think it's fair to say he doesn't have the physique of Ronaldo, so when he landed, it didn't have the desired effect. He was taken to A&E. Have you ever had to go to A&E?
I've been there, obviously, a few times, yeah. Especially
obviously?
I mean, everyone's been to A&E at some point, haven't they?
Have they?
So, yeah, it always takes the good 4-hour wait, doesn't it?
But minimum. Average. Yeah, exactly, where it's meant to be.
Yeah, exactly. It's always guaranteed.
Producer Liam was there 7 hours the other day after a tummy upset. The less said about that, the better.
Lord, yeah, he sounded like he was a right bad state.
After
an all-inclusive holiday, you know.
It wasn't. Don't you dare.
We had that debate.
Don't you dare.
It wasn't all-inclusive.
Anfield, Dyson.
It's an equaliser for Liverpool. The second of the afternoon for Bobby Big Teeth Firmino. It's 2-2 Liverpool against Brighton. The comeback's on.
Oh, dear me. No, sadly, that has had to. We've got to stick a pin in this chat about Liam's gastro situation.
Sorry, yeah, it sounds messy anyway.
It
Let's
does,
not
yeah.
make light of it.
No. We started talking about Ronaldo and now it's got messy.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football. Glory hunters on rock and roll football.
What a first week for Woking, Dyson.
Yes, glory will be ours. They're now 3-0 up at Halifax Town. Reece Grego Cox with the third goal. What a lovely name. My new favourite name in football, Reece Grego Cox, putting the Cardinals 3-0 up.
Glory hunters on rock and roll football.
It's now 4-0, Dyson.
Oh, what? It's good. They scored again. They're on fire. I mean, I know Halifax Town are the whipping boys of the National League, but do we know who scored the fourth?
Grego Cox
again. Wow.
This is amazing. Absolutely sensational. Now we've heard from someone who's been to the butcher. Someone says, Dyson, you should be ashamed of yourself. Support your local butcher. I'm an ex-slaughterhouse worker.
right.
Oh, go on, slag them off as well.
No, I'm not slagging them off. I just think, look, I didn't have a go at Butchers first up, whoever this guy is.
You said
is,
they
right?
smelled.
I said they smelled, but I've been there more times than you've been to your local butcher. You haven't been for 20 years.
Okay, fair point, but I'm not slagging them off. I'm saying I like the smell. So that means yes. more to them, I'm sure.
Okay, you carry on. What else is he saying?
If you want to keep having chicken pizzas and whatever else you're having, you can't have it unless you're prepared to raise and kill these animals yourself. He says, it's Mill Road in Cambridge, by the way. He says, I purchased half a shoulder of lamb. Very nice. Oh, yeah. I also got two fillets of mackerel for tea tonight. Beat that. And that is from Steve the Donkey Fighter.
He doesn't say, I don't want to get on the wrong side of a man known as Steve the Donkey Fighter. But yeah, you can get fish at the butcher's now as well. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, you see, they've diversified. You don't have to go to the fishmonger. Maybe the fishmonger and the butcher are working together. Maybe they've made...
Yes, at last. They're
massive goal
for forces. It's not all over for Brighton in this first game in charge of their new Italian manager. They have now got a late equaliser, a hat-trick for Leandro Trossard, would you believe? It's 3-3 at Anfield.
The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
Anybody there? Is there anybody there? It's time again for the Seance of the Living. I feel the spirits are strong this afternoon. Lots of questions coming into Rock and Roll Football on Twitter. Will would love to hear Keno's views on interest rates and utility bills going through the roof and how to save a few quid. So that might be quite nice. But I mean, I don't know if we could hear from the woman herself, of Liz Truss. She's been doing a lot of BBC local radio interviews this week with mixed success. I wonder if she could be around today to talk about spending money on a local's butchers to save money at this difficult time. I'm not sure if we have a channel that gets us through to Truss. We have Boris and we have Keir. I don't know about Truss. Let's see.
I remember you.
This wouldn't be happening.
Oh.
Without the war in Ukraine. And I think people who want to go to the butchers realise that we had to take action on potted meat. That had we not had the war in Ukraine, we would be going to the butchers more often instead of pork markets.
Yes!
Rock and Roll Football.
Podcast done.
So, have you won a pizza? Have you won? Well, yeah, maybe you win the pizza. Maybe we send.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
A chicken katsu curry pizza. Oh, Liam Clark does not like it, producer Liam.
Oh, there's not enough show budget to cover that.
Well, we'll pay. Budget's a bit low. So, what do you think we should send if there is a winner?
I could do a mug.
Could do a mug?
Oh. Yeah.
I think it'd be nice for them to have a pizza. I mean, obviously, logistically, it might be tricky. Yeah, well, how do we get it to them?
I'll speak to them.
What we could do is go to your local Morrison's, find out how much the chicken katsu curry pizza is, tweet us again, and I will just transfer the money to your account directly, personally.
Wow. Yeah,
hang on, how much are they? How much are
this
they?
This is all very strange.
How much are they?
I don't think they're
strange.
Expensive.
I'm just trying to be nice.
This is you getting a listener's bank details. Oh, yeah. Transferring money all sounds very murky to me. But, it's a nice gesture.
Yeah, the thought was there. You're right, we probably shouldn't do that. How much are they retailing for roughly these days?
I think it was about £5. I don't know.
Okay,
anymore
we'll give
that.
You a fiver.
Yeah, okay, there we go.
But you got to come and pick it up.
Well done. I'm sure no one's going to guess it.
We'll meet
sure
on neutral you. Ground. If anyone's guessed it, they deserve a fiver, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
We'll just post. Exactly. We'll just post your fiver.
Yeah, great, perfect. Yeah, like your grandparents used to do.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. £5 coins sellotaped into a crummy
into
card.
A card.
One of those embossed cards of like a dog yes. playing football.
Oh yes, yeah, nice. As generic as you can get.
Yeah, a lot of the your classic greetings card, particularly the ones you get from grandparents, the watercolour sort with like gold embossed, you know, to a loving grandson from it.
Yeah.
I always felt they were slightly melancholic. There wasn't a lot of joy. You know, the colours were always very subtle.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually. The 80s cards were very sad. And even the football ones, you know, if you liked the footy, you'd see, you'd just have an old picture of someone playing football in a non-specific kit.
I'm not into far. I'm not into old football that looks sad and like wartime. Yeah. That poor guy looks like he's probably going to die in a couple of years. This is more like sorry for your loss with a footballer on.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. The cards have moved on a lot since then. Thank goodness.
Yes, that's right. I mean, now you can open up a card and there's like, you can get Del Boy wishing you happy birthday.
Noises coming out of it, yeah. You can eat cards these days. As well, you can even have edible cards.
Yeah, I mean, do they do, like, the talkie cards for, like, bereavement? Do they have, like, a Ricky Gervais thing there?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, he's dead, in a way, so awkward. Yeah. Still thinking about him being dead.
Actually, speaking of edible cards, we could send you a chicken katsu curry-flavoured card.
Brilliant.
And then
genius.
Put the £5 coins in that, so it's sorted.
Oh. It's almost as if we're not taking this seriously. We will be back next week in Paul Weller wigs.
Yeah, it's happening.
It's really on. Because as we record this, Woking are 3-0 up. So it is happening. Solihull Moors, by the way, winning. So it's all. We're helping everyone.
I thought they were losing earlier when I checked.
Oh, no, they are losing. Sorry, it's the opposite.
Well, that's why we've moved on from them. They've just had a player sent off as well.
We are so over them.
Yeah. Oh, they're dead to us now, man.
Well, we should send them a bereavement card. not on Glory Hunters in a way. So, yeah. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.